Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So it's 8:32. It is Friday. It's Valentine's Day. It is definitely Food Club moment. And we're joined in the studio by Mikey Malloy from Malloy's Butcher. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are we?
Good, good, good. How is things going? How long have you been at Malloy's now?
We opened just late November. So it's
late November.
2.5 months. It's crazy, you know.
It is.
The support we've had, we've done lots of sort of promotions with local businesses and everyone's supported us really, really well. I've now got restaurants begging me to supply their steaks and I couldn't be more proud of what we're doing. You know, everything's going really, really well.
But how have you done that so quickly? Like, your name, how has it got out there so quick?
I think, you know, we've done a very good job of, using my reputation of 16 years in the trade to push that. We've done, obviously, deals with businesses. I've got a great brand manager, Faye Gentile, who does wonderful things for us. And then it's all about the collaborations that we've done with other businesses. So you've got Roberto's Deli on the market, who does our cheese. You've got Wildflower Kitchen and Kitchen, who do our pies and Scotch eggs. Robert Graham, who do cigars and whiskey. We've been doing lots of collaboration events with them.
What do you do with cigars and whiskey?
So we did a Burns night. So yeah, I supplied the haggis, they supplied the cigars and the whiskey. It was a great night.
That does sound like a great night. Yeah, Can I get an invitation next time,
well,
please?
I'm a little jaded this morning because we were down there last night at a Cuban event. But yeah, they're doing amazing things. They're going to be a big, big hit in Cambridge.
I'll have to follow those guys up.
You kind of need a Venn diagram, don't you? I think the Venn diagram is what we need here. Of all the intersections between the different independent food businesses in Cambridge, because we could speak to, see, at one end of it, you've got cigars. At the other end of it, you've got, say, the supply of bread, and they'll get together with a butcher such as yourselves at Malloy's in order to bring in that side of the meat side.
Yeah, and I think where we are down by the station, you know, it's really helpful to have a one-stop shop. So for us, it's all about bringing the best ingredients and the best people around, all putting it into one shop so that these people can not only promote themselves, they promote us, but also it gives people a chance on the way home. We're open until 7:30 in the evening. Come in, grab everything you need. Everything's easy and happy. So, yeah.
Can you give us, like, I've popped in a few times. It's like just such a distinct butcher. It is like, I've not seen that kind of setup before. Can you just kind of like describe it for us?
So when I first sort of looked at opening the shop, it was all about how do I become different. I'm so tired of the sort of standard white clothed apron. You know, there's a meat counter, but everything is sort of slammed in and you can't really differentiate anything between the others. So it was all about getting the right cabinets, the right lighting, the right space. You know, you've got a TV in there where we run food shows all day so people can come in, sit and have a coffee on the sofa, watch us work, talk to us, you know. It's a learning space, it's fun, it's inviting, but I think it looks beautiful.
It does. I love it. I love the pristine. It's cabinets. It's like going into a sort of designer clothing shop. It's just got this kind of artistic kind of look to it. But also what I do love, last time I popped in, I noticed you've got a couch. And like, I can well imagine that people do sit there and watch you as you, put the things together. It's very relaxing to watch.
Right. Yeah, we have people that sit there for hours. I mean, we've got an espresso machine with some wonderful Guatemalan coffee from my friend Johnny. And yeah, it's just a nice place to be, you know. And we've worked very, very hard to make it look how I wanted it to look. Which is why we were delayed in opening, because I wasn't happy with a few things, so we had to change it all. But yeah, I mean, it's unlike any other butcher shop, and people keep calling it a savoury sweet shop.
Yeah,
I love that.
That's
I love that term.
Yeah. So we are talking, so it's Valentine's Day today, and I just thought, actually, yes, there's lots of things that you want to go out to do, but sometimes it's just so much nicer just to stay at home. So I was thinking there must be some things on offer at the butcher's that you would totally recommend cooking up tonight.
Yes. Today's all about steaks. We've been sort of working the last couple of days just to make sure we've got every kind of steak cut available. So I've got 18 on offer today.
Mm-hmm.
18 different steaks,
18 different.
All dry aged, all from the Jagu.
So is there one which is, I don't know, traditionally romantic? It's you know what I mean? Something which a couple could, you know, linger over, get a good taste along the way whilst staring lovingly into each other's eyes.
Right, so I think that's changed over the last 5 or 6 years. So traditionally it was always fillet sirloin, maybe a ribeye. They were sort of three traditionals. Now it's all about cowboy steaks and tomahawks, something big and sharing, and you can cook it together, eat it together.
Because I guess for something like this, it is the cooking process, if you like, or the being together whilst the cooking is taking place, which is part of the experience.
Right. It is no longer one person will cook for the other, you do it together. And I think that's what's great. You'll have couples come in together and say, we want to do this, how do we do it? And I'll have to teach them both how to cook it, because you know there's going to be an argument halfway through cooking.
No, he definitely said that. No, I'm sure he said you turned it over after 2 minutes.
Right, exactly. So, that's a lot of fun. There's lots of interesting new cuts, you know. Flat iron steaks are coming back into fashion, and Denver steaks.
What's a flat iron steak?
It's taking out the shoulder, part of the shoulder blade. Most butchers don't bother with it because it's very difficult to prepare. You've got a big bit of sinew in the middle. But cooked right, cut right, it's a superb steak, and a little cheaper on the sort of side of things. So, yeah, becoming a lot more popular and a little different.
Yeah. So, if you're not so much into the steak, which I confess I'm not, I just don't really get the steak thing. What would you recommend?
Well, it's kind of along the steak lines, but we've made some very, very nice beef Wellingtons this year.
Okay, I can deal with that.
That's a little bit more different. So we've made a mushroom duck cell and then wrapped that in some really, really nice butter pastry. We had a really good chef called Gavin Firth come in and help us with that. We've made some venison ones, some lamb ones, some caramelised onion beef ones. So that's kind of the sort of where we started to go with it. And then, like you say, there's people who don't want steak. Mm. So we then did some lamb racks, and we stuffed those with some chorizo and some other things.
Nice.
To really make something a little bit different with lamb. And I think it's all about the value-added products now, so changing things and making things a little bit more interesting. People don't necessarily have the skills or the knowledge or the time to create a sauce or create a stuffing, so leave it to us. That's what we're here for.
That's it, leave it to you guys. We just rock up and it's all sort of done. I love it.
Yeah.
What do you... Is that the kind of thing that you would go for then, Julian?
I think, a steak is a possible.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I don't know about a heavy duty steak, if you know what I mean. I would probably be at the lighter end of that. Duck, I'm not so interested in, actually, and I'm not quite sure why. I think it's just one of these things which I've never really eaten, and I guess there are certain things. Well, they do duck in Ireland, you know, that sort of thing. In the same way that rabbit is. I'm not suggesting rabbit for Valentine's Day, but
duck's a really good example, right? It's almost deemed more romantic because we don't eat it every day.
Yeah.
So cooking it for a special occasion, you know, with a nice orange sauce or something, cherry and chocolate and that sort of flavour combination, you know, it's a little bit different, it's a little bit fun and super easy to do.
What are you cooking tonight?
I'm not.
You're not kicking?
No, I'm going out for dinner, which is really, really annoying because, I'm here promoting the business. But, this is the first time for a long time I've had the chance to go out, so...
Are you going to somewhere which serves meat from your butchers, or are you somewhere different again?
We're in talks.
We're in talks? Okay, interesting. Maybe I might come back to that another time. But you've been sort of to other things. You're collecting an award. Have you collected your award? Are you...
This is the announcement.
Oh, tell us about this.
Prestige Business Award,
Prestige
I think.
Business Awards, yes. They've been following me for a while now. We were in talks with them last year briefly and nothing really came of it. But they rang me up yesterday and said, congratulations, you've won Butcher of the Year.
What?
Yeah.
In the local...
Cambridge Butcher of the
Amazing.
Year.
Amazing.
Yeah, so they're not the biggest awards. We're certainly chasing SME and a few other big ones, but... After 2.5 months of being there, I'm pretty happy with the first one, so yeah.
Pretty amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yes. So,
Very well done, Mikey.
It's going remarkably well, and as long as we keep doing what we're doing, the big ones will come. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Brilliant. Well, we'll wrap it up there. Thank you so much. Enjoy your meal out tonight. I shall see you soon, I'm sure. And brilliant stuff. That was part one of Food Club.
So thanks to Mikey Malloy of Malloy's Butchers, and we've got Pina from 1-2 Culinary Stew coming in to chat in Food Club Part 2 after 9 this morning.
Cambridge Breakfast.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Coming up to 10 minutes past 9, it's Friday, it's Valentine's Day, it's now part 2 of our Friday Food Club.
The second helping,
can never have enough. We are joined in the studio by Pina from 1-2 Culinary Stew. Good morning to you.
Good morning, I'm off for second
morning.
Helpings.
Happy Valentine's
you
Day.
Too, thank you very
also,
much.
Also, I want to say, happy blogiversary.
Thank you, and it was just a coincidence really that it was 2 days before Valentine's.
Brilliant, but, yeah. So the blog, 1-2 Culinary Stew, it's been been going for 6 years now.
6 years, yeah. So the 12th of February is the day that WordPress, I set up the WordPress site, and my actual first post was the 13th. Which was a recipe for a tuna salad.
Congratulations.
With horrible photography and very badly written recipe. It's a very good recipe. But yeah, I've come a long way, I think.
Brilliant. Well, we've got you in today because we were talking to Mike. We had Mikey in earlier from Malloy's. And we kind of thought, you know, there's two camps today, isn't it? It's either everyone goes out for a special Valentine-y meal or you stay home. So we thought that Mikey could talk to us about some great things that you can stay home and cook together, because now you cook together, you're not cooked for anymore, you see,
which
I like that kind of thing. So then we got you in this morning,
which is actually a bit funny, because we're actually going to Malloy's to pick up the beef Wellington, so we're staying in. And he's going
and
out.
And he's going out, exactly.
And usually we go out, but this year we said we're staying in. We got a lot of foodie things over the weekend, so we're like, we're staying in, and we're going to cook together and have beef Wellington.
So you've gone for beef Wellington, which he was mentioning earlier. Fantastic.
And my husband's going to make his famous Dauphinoise potatoes.
So good. Right. Okay, so you're staying in, but you're also telling us about what to do if we go out. So take it away.
I thought I'd just talk about it, things that are slightly different.
Yes, definitely.
Valentine's Day isn't always for couples, and sometimes it can feel a bit isolating, but it's also fun as couples as well to go out. So what I like is my Persian kitchen, and they've been getting really popular in Cambridge. It's Cyrus V. Naderi and Abigail Plett, and they do pop-ups, and they're doing one tonight at the Locker Cafe on King Street, which is one of the regular venues. And I really like how they sort of promoting it. It's called a cliche-free pop-up. There's no mention of Valentine's at all.
Brilliant.
And it's basically they're going to be doing a four-course family-style sharing feasts, and guests are encouraged to come alone or in as a group or in couples. So it's sort of all casual, and everybody enjoys this lovely feast that they do, which is modern and traditional Persian food.
Delicious. Do we know what's on the menu?
Yes, they did publish a menu. They have a lot of... Their food is very fragrant and tasty.
So yeah, they've got, that's the thing, isn't it? That's the Persian twist, if you have that kind of cuisine. It's a lot of the nuts and the rose and the saffron.
Yeah, pomegranate.
Yeah.
And Cyrus is of, you know, he's Iranian heritage, so he learned a lot of these traditional recipes from his mum and his grandmother.
So it's going to taste good.
So
if
he
it comes
puts
from
his
the
own
gran.
Take on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So some of the things they have are like olives marinated with walnut, mint, and pomegranate molasses.
Delicious.
And then they've got a sharing platter, basically things with aubergine dips and pistachio and feta dips.
Nice.
Spicy lamb kofta kebabs, which marinated pickled vegetables, and all served with a warm flatbread for dipping. So that's
brilliant.
One of the sharing platters.
I've noticed that the little Persian kitchen is popping up a lot more. I used to catch it just one here and one there, but now that I mean, I saw they've also popping up at Thirsty on a regular basis as well. I think the one on
Thirsty and Hungry. Yes. Actually, I think I just read that they're doing 2 days in March as well. I think 27th and 28th.
But you're saying that they used to at first when he first started, he did the Italian and the French cuisine, and then it occurred to him with his Persian roots, maybe what he should be doing is getting Grandma's cookbook out.
Yeah, they had a different name, like Worktop Kitchen.
Yeah,
because Cyrus is like a trained chef, and so he does very nice Italian food and French food. You can do all that. And I think they started doing supper clubs and pop-ups like that, which was still popular. Mm-hmm. But then they thought, well, why don't we just do this? Nobody else in Cambridge is doing it. And it just was incredibly popular. And people, Iranian people, were just so proud to take their friends there and go, this is what I eat.
Amazing.
You know, so,
okay, this is one that I'm going to have to definitely, with the pop-up, how does it work? Do you get tickets or do you just turn up?
You have to book in advance.
Yeah.
So
with
the Locker Cafe, you go on Eventbrite and you pay £5 to book your place.
Okay, nice.
And then they deduct that from the price of their menu, so they know exactly how many people are coming.
Yeah.
I think they're actually sold out tonight, but it's always worth checking if there's any cancellations.
Brilliant. Yeah, okay, well, that's a great one to go with for tonight. That's the Persian pop-up. Sorry, remind me what it's called.
My Persian Kitchen.
My Persian Kitchen.
Yeah, at the Locker Cafe on King Street. And their main course will be all like sort of things that, like vegetarian or main fragrant things with okra and yellow split peas or chicken drinks too, and then lovely desserts. So yes, definitely worth going.
Delicious. Excellent stuff. Right, that's what to do tonight. What else you got for us?
Tomorrow, Corinne Payet of Gourmandise Academy. She's known very much as being a French pastry chef. And she has started doing supper clubs in her home, which I've been to a few. She has done ones that she's French, but she is from Réunion Island, which is a tiny remote spot between Madagascar and Mauritius, and it's part of France. It's an overseas department of France. So she's done supper clubs where introducing people to that cuisine, which is a mixture of Indian and Chinese, and so. But she's also started doing French as well, so more traditional French. So the one she's doing tomorrow, a supper club, is a French one, sort of a surprise menu, but sort of the hearty classic dishes, not fine dining, just relaxed atmosphere.
Those are always
home.
The best though, aren't they?
Yeah. So I think it's good whether you want to go as a couple or people. And I think her maximum she has is 14 people around a communal table. In her living room, a spacious living room right off her kitchen, and she's a wonderful host. I've been a few times, so
you've got to be a great host, haven't you, to open the door to 14 sort of strangers and say, right, take a seat,
yes.
get to know each other, don't feel awkward, and eat my food. How do you book a ticket for that then?
She advertises it, and she calls it Le Bistrot Clandestin, you know, the hidden bistro, which is actually, because it's her home in Cottenham, and it's actually the way it's located, you kind of have to go through this little path behind the home, so it does feel quite hidden. So she'll just say, she'll announce it, and then you email her, and she'll book your place, and then she'll
arrange
just payment.
14 chairs around the table. So you can go with a friend or two.
Yeah, people have gone as couples or as groups or on their own.
On their own.
Yeah, and you all sit together, you bring your own wine. And she's doing a 5-course French feast. And it's basically, you know, the menu of the France of her childhood with simple, hearty and comforting food.
That sounds fantastic. So, you've got to be a little bit on the adventurous side to sort of sign up for someone's house and sit around a table with 10 strangers.
Yes,
but I love it.
Yes,
I think it's
the first time I did a supper club. I think it was one of Stella Pereira's Mesa ones. And I was very nervous.
Yeah.
You know, but it attracts a certain like-minded people that you do mingle and talk to people. And then when you're sitting, then you're just, you know, you're conversing with who you're with or whatever. So it's quite a nice experience. It's quite different and it's a really nice night out.
So we recommend this one.
Yes.
Good. Okay, then. I'll have to add that to my list of things to do, I think. Okay, brilliant. Yeah. So that's tomorrow night. Yeah. What else have you got for us?
Oh, if you want to talk about a few little Valentine's gifts. I actually got mine already. So I got cheese. I mean, you know,
cheese. Cheese is good.
Cheese. I got chocolate and cheese. Chalk and cheese.
That is brilliant. Yeah.
So yes, Paolo, my husband, surprised me. He contacted Cheese Plus. They're suppliers of cheese.
I guess the only danger with this, you both have to like cheese.
We
don't
do.
You? Otherwise, okay, that's fine then.
We do. So it was a nice little.
I have
little
cheese issues.
If you don't like cheese.
No, I like cheese. That's not the problem.
Yeah, so he ordered it from Cheese Plus, and they had a nice little package. It all came like wrapped in a red bow and everything.
Like
and it had.
Microphone's failed. Hang on.
With these technical dishes. So what was it like? This is like, it seems to be so many different little food things that you can do on mail order these days, isn't
Yeah,
there?
Actually, this one, they deliver, or we picked up because they're in Papworth, so they were close to us. And the box included a heart-shaped Baron by God cheese, which is quite popular here. It's from neighbouring Suffolk. And they have this heart-shaped one called By God, I Love You.
Oh.
And it's the heart-shaped version of their cheese, which is I think it's the only British-style brie.
Oh,
brie
yes.
style in the UK that they make, and it's really,
Suffolk.
Really good.
Gosh.
So that was really nice because it's heart-shaped. And there was another one for Godminster, a heart-shaped cheddar. And some charcuterie as well from Tempest Foods.
Actually, you're right. That's my ideal Valentine's gift, charcuterie and a cheese basket.
And little biscuits, good biscuits.
And little biscuits,
yes. And a Lincolnshire poacher. So that was nice.
Ah, wonderful.
Yeah. And the chocolates, that's probably a gift to ourselves, really. we did go to Harry Specter's in the Grafton and bought some chocolates there because I just love their chocolates.
Yes,
is this what we have here?
I brought you Bumble and Oak, which is from Riad Falvo. She's a fellow Canadian in Cambridge. And she is probably one of the very few bean-to-bar chocolate makers, which means that she creates the chocolate from the cocoa bean.
Okay.
Through the roasting process
And in
picking,
house.
Yeah, she does it all by hand and everything, and just picking. And like I went to like a little like a workshop last week to show how the process is done. It's very long and time consuming.
Yeah.
So, and she's very good at doing unusual flavors. She's got sort of a background in herbology, and she knows a lot about teas. So some of the ones
here. And these are some of them here. Yeah,
the one in the box, I'm not too sure what's in it because I didn't want to open it. But one is a lemon turmeric feuilletine. So she uses like those type of ingredients.
I'll have that one, yeah. Julian. Don't worry.
Okay, that's fine. We'll sort that out.
Yeah, there's a hazelnut one. So that, I think, and there's a bee happy one, which is made with bee pollen. I think it's local
goodness.
Bee pollen.
Oh,
very nice.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Very nice.
So they're
indeed.
Quite. They're very, very different chocolates, and they're all artisan handmade. And you can find those at Meadows in Newnham. I don't know if you know that little shop.
Oh, yes.
Susanna of Humclosen.
That's yes, the one. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Newnham's got it going on at the moment with their food deli counters.
Newnham's where it's at.
It is. It is. Yeah. And Riyadh actually lives in Newnham as well. So it's a perfect match.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
well, I think that covers everything. We've got main meals. We've got a cheese board and some chocolates afterwards.
We're sorted.
Fantastic.
We're all sorted. Thank you very much, Pina. Lovely
it's
to see
pleasure,
you. We had a song request, I believe, from you as well.
Yes, can we play Is This Love by Whitesnake? I met my husband through David Coverdale, the singer, through his website a very, very long time ago. We were friends for a long time, but that's how we met.
Well, that's a connection and a half, isn't
that's
it?
That's a lovely, lovely story. Peter, thank you for coming in. For both of you, we'll play that song in just a few
thank
moments'
you.
Time. Cambridge 105.